This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Arson Task Force is investigating the cause of a residential fire that ignited early this morning in the Willow Creek area. The blaze ignited around 4 a.m. near the intersection of Bigfoot and Sunset Roads, and the single-story residence was completely destroyed by the fire. Investigators on scene determined that the blaze was suspicious in nature, and to this point the cause of the fire remains under investigation. Evidence is currently being collected and no arrests have been made to this point. The Humboldt County Drug Enforcement Unit served 6 search warrants on 6 parcels of private property in the Burr and Larrabee Valley areas as a part of a 3-day operation investigating illegal marijuana cultivation. The warrants resulted in the confiscation of over 11,000 marijuana plants, a little over 1,100 pounds of processed marijuana, as well as hazardous material and 1 firearm. The operation also resulted in the arrest of 3 men, William Woods, Brian Woods, and Stephen Passaio. Code enforcement officers conducted a parallel investigation on scene and found violations of sewage disposal, construction without a permit, grading without a permit, among other violations. The district attorney's office announced that 46-year-old Eureka resident Derek Toasty pled guilty yesterday to 4 misdemeanor charges under the state fish and game code. Charges included spotlighting a deer, possessing a loaded rifle, taking a deer without a license, and littering within range of a state waterway. The incident stemmed from 2015 when he was seen by a fish and game warden spotlighting a deer while driving along the Eel River bed, and a search warrant later served at Toasty's residence turned up deer meat taken without a license. He was fined over $2,900 and was sentenced to 3 years probation. That includes 200 hours of community service. Law enforcement investigate a series of campsite burglaries. Dan Squire has more.
Law enforcement personnel in the Jedediah Smith State Park in Del Norte County opened an investigation into a series of vehicle break-ins and thefts from campsites last week after several visitors reported that items had been stolen. Officers with the National Park Service assisted with the investigation, and they found surveillance video of the suspect using a stolen credit card at a Crescent City business. That suspect, Micah Mode, was arrested after officers served a search warrant at his residence and located property taken during the burglaries.
Thank you, Dan. 2 small fires in southern Humboldt were contained by CAL FIRE crew members this afternoon. Yesterday, residents were threatened by the Saw Fire as it burned 85 acres of trees and brush, and a second smaller fire, the Blocksburg Fire, led to an evacuation order from Sheriff Billy Hansel for residents off of Alder Point Road and Cemetery Road in Blocksburg. That fire burned 30 acres of land. Both fires were contained today after dozers and hand crews were brought to the scene, and air units dropped retardant and water on the fire. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Today, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office announced an ongoing project at the county jail called the Speaker Series, Hope and Resiliency. The event began on Tuesday, and it will run through September 4th, and speakers will include officials from the Eureka Rescue Mission, College of the Redwoods, as well as the organization Sisters That Been There. The speakers will address current inmates on various days, sharing some of their personal experiences with the criminal justice system and what turned their lives around in an effort to reach the current inmates. For more information on the event, you can contact the sheriff's office. The Eureka Police Department identified the man who was shot and killed during an altercation Tuesday night as 56-year-old Eureka resident Herbert Macias. Police report that Macias confronted an armed security guard in the alley behind the Shell gas station after 8 o'clock, and the security shot and killed Macias. Witness statements are consistent with the guard's description of the events, and no arrests have been made. The Sequoia Park Zoo Foundation is inviting the public to a fundraiser that will be held tomorrow afternoon around 5 o'clock. Officials will honor the Hilfiker family for all of their contributions to the zoo, and a live auction will also take place with Senator Mike McGuire as the guest auctioneer. All of the proceeds will go towards the zoo, and the event will run from 5 o'clock until 9:45 in the evening. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.